Wow. Sit on the floor. Yeah, sorry. Is deze nog vrij? Dus hier is er nog eentje. Oh, oké. Okay. Wil je nog zitten? Er is hier nog een stoel. No, yeah. we can start.
Oh, we can have. Hey, hello, guys. Once again, one question. Since we are full packed, are you ready to start maybe 2 minutes earlier? Yeah? Morning. Goedemorgen. Hey, thanks for coming. So let's start. Okay. Welcome to State of Union of DevOps and Tools, and we would like to share some of the nuggets that we collected while preparing to this and working for the past year with a bunch of you guys and visiting some meetups. And we believe that one of the best benchmark how we stand there is actually what our communities has to do with DevOps and tooling. And I believe I'm not that best in geography, but if we pinpoint Amsterdam and take radius of 100 miles, more or less, I think we are getting more or less entire Netherlands. And if you take a look how many of these meetups we have there, I guess that I need to talk to my manager about my priorities and to release some of the time to visit that and be present with you. So definitely, you heard what Corey Sanders said a few moments ago, but I think we all know about this for a couple of years already. Yes, DevOps is here, Agile is here, and it's happening all over the Netherlands and Benelux and wider. So briefly about us, so one-liner. I'm a technical evangelist focusing on DevOps and trying to learn and share by interacting with you guys, our partners, ISVs, and our bigger customers.
So, goedemorgen. My name is Gerard van der Pol. I'm a colleague from Alexander, working for Microsoft in the Netherlands. So we will be doing the presentation together. And I think while we have explained who we are, I think we want to know a little bit, let's say, about who we have in the room. So if you want to, who wants to participate and open up this URL on their mobile phone, please. Yeah, then we'll do a few questions, just a few questions, not going to be difficult. You're going to...
Yeah.
Let me explain a little bit about what we are going to do. So during the sessions, we are going to ask you a couple of questions just to know, let's say, what we are going to talk about, how that, let's say, relates to the Netherlands. So Alexander is going to put, let's say, the first set of questions ready.
Not everybody get the link, so I'm just returning the link and getting back to questions.
Sure.
So I will activate the voting and interaction right now. Okay, TechDays NL16, aka.ms/TechDaysNL16. That's the URL. And
yep. So everybody is able to see this? Oh, the URL.
Okay.
Can switch back to the...
So it's good we started 2 minutes earlier. So we are failing on our commitment on lead time. Please let us know when we can remove and move forward from our link.
So, yeah.
Goed.
We're okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, first what we are interested, and we can then send this and tease a little bit our dear friend Corey. So, how did you like the Corey Sanders presentation? Can you give us your vote? And by doing that, can you introduce to yourself to us, what are you doing, from which role you're coming? Are you able to do things like agree and then choosing what is your team or role? Doing that? Good. There will be a reason why we are doing actually this, because there are some of the reports that we want to share with you and some of our observation, and we thought that it's fair to do a sample here by sitting with you guys and then compare what you are answering and experiencing, compare what the worldwide reports are showing, so to see how actually we are getting traction, Netherlands versus worldwide. Okay?
Okay.
So we have some other questions for you.
Yes.
Ready for the question number one? Yeah? Oh, it should be a very easy question. Hey guys, do you practice DevOps? No? Yes? If no, why are we here? Let's go out. Okay. Huh. Come on, a little bit more.
Yeah. 50-50, come on.
Come on. This looks like fixed. I don't believe you guys. Okay. And let's maybe share who you're working for, which department. So, okay, a lot of developers we have in the room. So, any information security guys, are you shy or you are not allowed to share that we are with us? By the way, somebody warned me I accidentally disclosed a Wi-Fi code, so I'm sorry. It's minus me. Well, first strike for me. If I make two more, please throw me out, okay? So another question, and then we can share how does it look actually in different environments.
And you need to...
Yeah. So, where it is? Okay. Another tough question. You will see where we are leading with this.
You're not sharing this information, right?
You can get all the information after. It will stay here, so you can use this. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh. 10% of 10K plus organizations. Ooh, interesting. Bless you. So,
yep.
Shall we then start to crunch?
Correct. Drinks? Yeah, let's. You wanna dive into the report?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I think that you saw our thing, what we stand here, and we can always go back. And by the way, you can testify and memorize that correctly. This is the latest report that Puppet did with a couple of people that we really respect in DevOps, you know, community. And what is really interesting that DevOps teams as a blueprint in organization is trending. And I don't know about you, but a couple of years ago, it was very rare to see that organization have this in the blueprint. Now they have it. And some of the organizations, by our opinion, are doing that right, because it's not just the blueprint. And some of the organization are doing that, well, they have it in a blueprint. I hope it will not stay like that. What's more interesting when we talk about this is actually if you take a look companies. So far, Lively result, what we had is like 10% of bigger companies. But if you take a look the numbers between, you know, 20 and 100, you will see that actually, by my opinion, it shows how Netherlands is one of good startup incubators here, and how many companies that we have from 5 to 50 we have here. and how they are actually influencing what is going to happen, how we are actually exploring new technologies, and how we are becoming more agile. So this is one of the things that we have seen. And what's more interesting, here are the highlights. And highlights, if you take a look, that yes, by investing in changing overall how you deliver your software, not only that you will tackle and change some of the way how you are doing things and influence on the people quality of life, which is the last sentence, but you will also influence on your overall delivery pipeline and being faster to market and impact even your security if you are doing it correctly. So if you take a look at the report and just extract what would be the high levels of what happened in the past year, this is what we were noticing and seeing there. Do you agree with this? Have you experienced that by applying DevOps practices and then impacting your procedures, you are actually getting more secure, for example? Who goes with that? No. So for you, it's just the speed. So velocity, fast forward, and that's it. Yes? No?
No improvements at all.
Okay. Okay. Should I make a quick poll questions?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we then go how the report is there, and then it's very interesting. They are talking about high performance, medium, and low performance. And for us, what's really was interesting, if you take a look, their development frequency and lead time for change, actually that reflects some of the interactions and experiences that we had with a larger or smaller organizations. And when we interact, and what I am missing here, but it will also be one of the valid viewpoints, is how old is the organization or how they exist on the market. Because if you take that trajectory, the interesting thing then happened and it changed the results, because most likely organizations that are 5 or less years existing on the market, they're more faster and agile because they had a head start. They were starting with the things, versus if you have the organizations who are a little bit longer on the market, their transformation and their learning curve is steeper, which doesn't mean that they are not doing that. Reason why we are showing that because of the next slide and next thing, but prior we jump to that, we have a couple of our opinions on interactions. So Herod, we interacted last year with a small, medium, extra large companies. What would be like a report, your view on things on that?
I see a lot of traction around DevOps, and I think probably similar what let's say the responses have been in the room in here. So over the last two years, you see a lot of traction in the bigger companies, all focusing on DevOps. I do not think they're in the high performer category yet, so they're still, let's say, maybe struggling and getting up to speed. But you see that we see a lot of traction in the Netherlands. Yeah.
Yeah, and we had, you know, from startups to larger ISVs, and of course commercial public sectors company interactions. And what was really fascinating, and you can find correlation here, that actually their lead time or deployment delivery velocity was more or less there. And if you're a fan, and a couple of us here in the room I know for sure are fans, are you using or practicing value stream mapping to analyze and find areas of improvement? Come on, don't be shy. I know a couple of you. Hey, back there. So when you visit those companies that are having like months or 6 months velocity to publish something, then when you drill down and create the value stream up, then you unlock that mainly the challenges are in the pain points of handing over if they are still traditional developer, development operation engineering, and of course procedures. There are a lot of procedures that are actually slowing us down. And then when you analyze that, you can then try to remove that obstacles and apply technology and tooling that we are using and talking today.
I think you need to plan a session around value stream mapping on the next Tech Days, because not a lot of people are familiar with that thing.
Well, if there are more people interested, we can do it while being outside and gather around on one table who is interested. I'm more than happy with a few of my friends here who are practicing that to take it with you and explain elementaries and share our learnings that we learned in the next last year and a half. Anybody interested for that?
Okay.
Okay, so there is enough of us to sit in one table so we can have fun. Okay, let's pick it up later that. So, okay, what about another poll? So we would like to see how do you benchmark your organization and where do you feel that we in Netherlands stand like organization. So what we are asking you is where do you think your organization is? And then we will unveil what actually you have chosen. We didn't show you what it represents.
And be honest.
Yeah. Well, you couple of, let me, if it's not as clear, so you have four fields and high, for example, let's do two, really simple. Your ability to push software, so high proficient, they're pushing multiple times per day versus medium, multiple times or once in few
yep.
months. And the third one, six or more. What means for? So if you go and see how they benchmark that, it was like you choose the application that is most relevant for you, and then they work with you and measure, and you are actually feeding the information from the moment when you are creating user stories or new feature set until it's in the production for end user, what's happening that, and what's the time. And that's actually time. So how you see the primary application or service you work on, how often does your organization deploy the code? And then it says multiple per day between 1 week and some months, and there's around six months. And then what is very interesting that more or less for both categories, medium and low performance lead time, which means actual processing and wait time is equal their velocity to push the code versus when you go high implementers, they're pushing code much more often because their lead time is less than actually frequency. So what are the results? I'm really curious. Choose a result. Okay. Can we ask somebody who is, vote that they are high performance, can you unveil yourself?
11%.
So okay, come on, 11% of this crowd is not lil. Oh, come on, it was a prank only?
Come on, Gerard, come on.
Okay. Okay, any medium performer? Okay, yeah, okay, anyone would like to say what's your average velocity to push the code? 2 weeks. Okay. No, definition is it's very broadly. It needs from idea to come to productional usage. What happened in the meantime, and do you have, you know, testers, and it's not relevant at this point. Because at the end, I, as your user or subscriber, whatever you're testing, I want to see my movie or get the recommendations. By the way, we are often using, and I don't want to point out to some of the big companies that are, we are always addressing that they are with a high velocity, but in Sunday, did somebody experience problems watching and streaming some video as a service? Anybody? Sunday? You're not watching in the afternoon movies? Okay. So if you go and check out my tweet, you will see that even the big shots, they have problems. So do we.
So what's interesting, Alex, is that of, let's say, all the answers that you see, there's a big, let's say, number people are saying that they are from a development background or in a development team.
Okay.
Instead of being in a DevOps team, so
yeah, maybe.
Not everybody thinks they're in a DevOps team. Am I right? So, okay.
Okay.
Probably more focused on continuous delivery.
By showing the hands, so everybody can see who is working actually in a DevOps team. Okay. Do we all feel that this should be changed? Yes? Yep. No? Yes? Okay. It doesn't mean that the DevOps is a silver bullet. This is just a question. So if we move forward, let's see what actually our dear friends founded. So they founded that the most efficient organizations, they are doing 200 times faster than most inefficient, or let's say old organization, they're pushing the code slowest. What I really need to share with you, I don't know this gap. Do I trust the report? Yes, and we can for sure find very, very slow organization and very, very fast. What I can show, and Gerard and me, we are interacting with you guys in Netherlands, Benelux, and what we call as a Western Europe or Europe cluster. We are seeing, and we can even introduce to you to some of the partners and customers that they have changed their delivery pipeline and stuff, and they went like 6 times acceleration up to maybe 15. This like a 3-digit numbers, I'm really don't know. Do you know? Do you agree with this? So somebody knows that somebody actually as a company or as a startup actually are having some frequent deployment, like anybody in the room, better question. Anybody in the room deploys 2 or 3 times per day? Okay, so we are under 1% of here. So here, you work in an enterprise and small and medium businesses. What would be your average, you know, grading? How does this reflect in the room what we see in our?
Yeah, I think I see the same thing. I think there are specific companies who are actually deploying every day, maybe 8 times, 9 times, 10 times, but that basically that's companies that have an online presence and really need to do their business over there. The more traditional companies, you see a little bit less frequent deployment happening.
Yeah, what was actually more interesting by talking and working with you guys, that this speed of pushing the code, it's just one axis, and it's not that important how, for us at least, and me personally, it's more important the quality of the code. If we start to apply DevOps practices, is going out. And this is what I like, then, you know, lower failure rate. And when we connect that, what I think we dearly cherish, and last DevOps Days London on one Ignite talk, I was really touched by a story from our dear friend. It's about unplanned work and rework. Don't know about your background, but I'm an ops dev security guy. And I had a lot of sleepless nights and weekends. So, and definitely I can share that at the beginning, when you start doing DevOps, and when I started, it was really a whoa for me, whoa. But I started to interact with you developers, and when I got up into the speed, definitely this is something that I can prove in my life, and I can relate to that if we start to apply DevOps practices, if we start to write our code and treat infrastructure as a code, work with our developers, definitely less failures, faster things will be deployed, and we will have more focus on what we really want to do. Except on the work rework, it's like reaching out, hey, I don't understand this specification. I want this to be highly available, and you described how it runs on one node. Can you relate to that? How many times did we had that? So if you take a look what actually is different between 2014, 2015, and now 16, yeah, DevOps is a reality. And there are companies who are doing that and having a benefit of that, and companies that are exploring that, or at least having that in mind. This is what we concluded, and what with the interaction with you, see that, and by, look, I think you demonstrated, you are full pack room about state of DevOps, and we want to share the story with you, and we would like to interact. Why do you are doing this?
Why am I switching the slides?
Yes.
I think to finish in time.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you a little bit. You're passionate, so you keep on talking about the subject.
That's me.
Okay. So, yeah.
Should I pick this one?
Yeah, sure.
So he's making me talk again.
Yeah. Go ahead. You're the DevOps guy. So.
Yeah, well, we put this intentionally because we've thrown away some of the information there, but let's go back and step and take a deep breath and understand why we are doing this. First, and what are the pivoting points when we talk about this, DevOps? First of all, whatever you start, you must touch all of 3 points. You can't just invest in one because it will not fly. So if you are start, as all of us, including me, started, first I started to explore tooling. What tools do I need to use so I can become more DevOps? Does this help? No. The only thing that really helps, when you are considering what are actually your blockers and obstacles, one of the ways to find out is talk to your colleagues. One of the other ways, do the value stream mapping and then see it clearly, whatever works for you. You will start to impact your processes by applying DevOps practices. With that, you will impact the behavior, how you interact with your colleagues. And lastly, you will come to the tooling and ask yourself, do we have the proper tooling today? Do we need to introduce new tooling? And I will challenge us all because it's even the problem in Microsoft. We tend to add more tools. But have we ever asked ourselves what tool we will stop to support? Let me give you the example. In Microsoft, we are typically email guys, been there. Then we got a link, now Skype, call it whatever. Then we are now super cool with Slack. Then there is another project, and there is a Yammer, and there is whatever. So do you think that adding yet another tool will make us agile and more faster? I don't believe so. So also tooling goes into rediscovery. Do you have a muscle for that tool, or you need to learn? And what needs to be depreciated? It's like done. We are done with this, or it's on the road to be thrown away. And this is why we put here just to recall why we are talking about these things.
Yeah.
Can I shut up a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to tell the opposite, of course. I'm more like focused on tools. He thinks he has the best job within Microsoft, but that's not true. So I can spend my time, the entire time of my day, basically around the whole Visual Studio family. So, but you see that the whole landscape about tooling and everything has changed dramatically. You have a lot of options and alternatives, and then the whole ecosystem is very open, and you can integrate a lot of let's say your solutions. I think what is very relevant is that when you're talking about, let's say, there is a good balance. Like culture within DevOps is really, really important. But with DevOps, let's say, if you want to move fast, you will not achieve that with only culture. So you need to automate things. And then, of course, let's say, choosing the right type of tools and making those transformation moments, let's say, handover moments, automate them and have a real fluent process is really important. So what we see is that, well, you have a lot of choice. I think what we were trying to do, and is of course, you also see that there's a lot of changes happening within Microsoft as well. So I think everybody can recognize that Microsoft is not only contributing a lot, it's also participating a lot in, let's say, the open source community. It's quite a different company than it was 2-3 years ago. So you see a lot of changes there. Maybe it's good to do some practical demonstration also, do you think?
Well, do you agree? Should we put our skin where our mouth are? It would be fair, right? And not to let Corey Sanders beat us with his demos. Okay. We should have him.
Yeah. So I think we are already giving away a little bit by those icons on the screen what we are going to do. So who of you is familiar with the term ChatOps? Only a few of you. Okay. So
change the demo. Wrong demo. Change the demo.
Oh, we have to do another demo. So now let me explain a little bit. You, I haven't seen the keynote this morning, but I expect that maybe, let's say, Corey mentioned a little bit about the bot framework as well. But you have, let's say, the ecosystem provides you with all kinds of tooling to support you into, let's say, all your DevOps practices. However, let's say, that still needs to, you're still, let's say, instrumenting or navigating a user interface. Now, I think a lot of people are still, let's say, trying to figure out where this whole bot thing is going to, let's say, position itself in the industry. But I think if you think about, let's say, that you can add another layer on top of your all orchestration on your application, adding a natural language where you're able to communicate. And DevOps is all about communication. So it's about interacting with your team members, with, let's say, and working on your solution. And I think this is also relevant what we are trying to see here. So what we did is we just created a real simple proof of concept. So we created a bot, a ChatOps bot, and that bot is interacting with Visual Studio Team Services. So we will do and Visual Studio Team Services, and you can use all kinds of, think of all kinds of ecosystem software for supporting you in your DevOps activities. But it has a REST API and you can talk to it. So, but there are certain things that if you want to do that, then let's say in order to get the results, you either have to go to different pieces of the software to retrieve the information, combine that, and then make it work. So what we've done here is we actually created a bot that is interacting with Visual Studio Team Services, and you can use whatever, let's say, channel that is available to the bot framework. So if you prefer Skype, if you prefer Facebook Messenger or any other method, you can interact with the bot and have a let's say, a conversation with that, with your ecosystem. So let me briefly, and I think, Alex, you'll assist me in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You play the role of manager or?
No, I play the role of lazy ops dev guy.
Okay, so.
And I will prove that to you guys.
Okay. So let me quickly, let's say, set up a little bit. So first of all, this is set up to talk to you, and I'll show that in a minute, to talk to you an account that Alexander has in VSTS. So he has an account with a couple of team projects, and one of the, let me show, let's say, what kind of project he has in his account. So let's ask the question. Oh, sorry. How can we make it a little bit bigger? I don't have a magnifier, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Windows
P plus? There you go.
Woo. Oh. Hey, I'm Mark Krusinovich, guys, so I use Zoom it.
Okay.
I don't use this.
Let me see if I can get my, then I've got my, there you go.
Yay! Minus.
A little bit smaller, okay. Okay, so it's on the screen.
No, but we are seeing something else.
Ah. excuse me, this is my granddaughter, so. Okay, so let me.
Duplicate?
Yeah, one moment. Okay.
And now use the magnifier. Plus. And go down.
Okay.
More down.
Yeah.
I think you can go like this, and you can type now.
Okay, so let's use one of his projects. So I'll use the Azure, and I've built in an alias because it doesn't, let's say, it has issues with dealing with a hyphen in the word. But if it's usually we should be able to open this project and connect with it. I can open this project, and let me quickly zoom back to normal. So this is the team project, and within the stream project, Alex has done some work, and basically there is a pull request which is waiting. So I think you, as Leslie, you have one active pull request still open,
yep.
Alexander. So we see it over here. So, and of course, would be really interesting to get that same information when we're talking to the bot. So let's see if we can get that also on the screen. Show active pull requests.
And while Gerard is doing this, you know what's also interesting and what we are exploring with a bot framework is actually when you go to the UI interface of any portals or any tools, you often need to hop to many things to see. Do I have a pull request? Do I have any tasks or items, you know, associated with me? It's 10 times easier just to ask the bot any related working items. Poop, it gives you. So for us, this is something that we will go with next and implement.
Maybe you can approve it, Alexander. Can you approve the?
Sure. So I like to be a lazy guy drinking coffee with you guys and walking in Amsterdam and working from a different place if possible. So what really is super cool, I can use also bot on my phone. And he can tell me, hey, I did things. Can you review the code and do something? So reviewing code on this, we can say it's not interesting. Right? But I can approve code and just, hey, I trust him. So so I'll just do complete pull request. And what will now happen if it works? Can we switch to my machine?
Yes, yeah, sure.
So it's there build on, and let's go through all the things. So first of all, if I refresh, this pull request should disappear. Okay? Phone. Ah, somebody left the phone. Oh, thanks. Good price. We can share that. Then here we could go and see that we are having actually built, running in progress. So we are delivering CI. And as soon as this is done, it should take around 40 seconds. Continuous delivery will occur. And after that, the change to our application will occur. What's also very interesting, since we are using microservices and we have one stateful and one stateless service, this is how application is done. We will just update the one microservice on the fly, landing on a service fabric. So, okay, testing a little bit more. We are relying on a hosted build, so it should be done fast. After that, what's interesting here, the step is updating Service Fabric app version. Maybe it's interesting to share if you're familiar with MS Build and challenges, and if you know about deterministic builds, this is something that you need to set up. So each time when you do a build, that if you didn't change the code, that output is always the same. So you can have the track versioning. So actually what I'm doing at this step here, I'm taking a fingerprints are hashing things and see if there are changes. You will see that only one microservice has been changed. After that, I'm publishing the artifacts, and automatically I'm triggering release. So as soon as this is done, if you go here, you will, and scroll down, that you will see a side of things like code coverage, tests and stuff, the deployment, and look, I have a zooming tool. You will see that release or continuous delivery is queued. So if we jump here to release 35, we will see that actually, and it should go very fast. If I just click on logs, that agent is being initialized. I will download the artifacts, connect to a service fabric, and our service fabric is secured by a certificate. So we are not using the testing one. So certificate is in the Azure Key Vault, so we are doing this as it's meant to be. But you can see the step connecting. And last but not least, you will see that actually this is telling waiting for the upgrade. And if we jump to my service fabric, you see that we have one upgrade. And if we jump, here is our application, and it is being upgraded. And what's really interesting, if you jump inside of the application, you will see the version of stateful and stateless. Since we changed the stateless service after the upgrade, this should be incremented to reflect that this microservice has been updated. So we are not going to wait for that because we have 7-8 minutes. So we are going back to our slides. So what we want to show with you, abstraction of the thing. So underneath, we had a standard CI/CD release management and our infrastructure as a code and repository. what we really wanted to do and take it to another level, and what is available now to do and choose, as Gerard said, channel, you can use bots to chat and interact with it. Why is that so cool? Not just because of demo purposes, but if you onboard somebody, it's more natural to give somebody the chat history and to see how you as a team interacted and what were the commands and outputs and what happened to your system versus scrolling down through endless number of either emails or maybe Word documents, and at the best, you have some portal where I, as a new employee, go to onboard myself. Do we agree? That usually that is our experience joining the new company or new team. So perhaps this could be easier thing.
So Alex, we've seen a lot of DevOps practices passing by. So
yeah.
Maybe it's time to ask about the single most. Again, if you can.
Go and answer. We wanted to a little bit torture you because it's easy to choose a mix of DevOps practices. But if you need to choose one most important for you and your team, what would be the one? I think it's that is much more harder question to answer than mix of practices. Oh, no practices at all. Oh, wow. Why am I not surprised? How many developers in the room? Come on. Oh. Hey, Herod, you're going to win the bet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So if you turn down, we have like a 3 roles.
Yeah, I think we don't have a lot of IT operations people in the room. Oh. And also not C-level executives, so.
It's okay, you see. And this is actually what we could agree that depends who you speak. Continuous integration and continuous delivery is one of the top things that teams or organizations want to achieve because that gives them velocity to push the code. Of course, I need to jump again to dear lady who was helping me, but without testing and doing automated tests, this fast going forward potentially can be very dangerous.
It's very interesting, by the way, Alex. There are a couple of colleagues from you in the audience. So a few people are working for the dark side of the force.
Okay.
So.
Voila. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's continue.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think we have about. We reserve this item to dive a little bit into the agenda to explain a little bit about what's on the agenda for DevOps. I think everybody's more than capable to look at the agenda, and it's a very good, let's say, site and application we have this year. But I think you will find a lot of DevOps content and continuous delivery and all kinds of practices around DevOps into the agenda. So we are really, let's say, interested in your feedback, so especially on what's in the agenda, what kind of topic. So please let us know if you have any feedback. Give us, let's say, what you were missing, what kind of topic were you missing, or anything else that's interesting with regards to the what's on the menu.
Let's just stay for a moment. What's our commitment to you guys and what we did as a team, not just Gerard and me, whole team that was like content owners. We insisted that all presenters coming here not only share technical knowledge, because I believe that all of us now with the modern technologies are very capable reading, testing, and going through some demo guides or some examples, but to share actually the experiences and journeys that they have within their team or with their customers or with their partners, because this is the unique thing that each of one can share. Reading and consuming content and learning technology, come on, guys, it's yet another tool. But we will really like to get in your feedback, did you got a side of technical knowledge, some journey and storytelling piece or experiences that was actually changing and impacting you? We were very insisting on that, and we would like to learn, have we reached the point, and are you happy with that? Okay.
I think, looking at the time, Alexander, I think it's probably to let's say, because there's one really important thing I want to share with you, seeing that everybody is very interested in DevOps, and Alex will tell a little bit about what we are doing, but before everybody leaves and rushes off to the next. I want to, let's say, put those dates in your agenda. First date, so let me explain a little bit. This is like a two-day training workshop around DevOps. It's free. The first two dates are in the Microsoft office. There's, apologies, a little bit limited space for that one. The second one, we have a lot more space. So please look at the URL. You can sign up. It's a free two-day workshop. So everything we've done and what you've seen, let's say, in Alex's demo, continuous integration, deployment, release management, everything, testing will be covered in 2 days, hands-on. So it's really practical. So if you're interested, please make a note. And I think, Alexander, you want to?
Yeah, well, this is just a recap. So we were engaging with you guys more than a year here. And we want to share how we are going to continue to work with you and what's our commitment to you guys and what's our really simple model. We work with you guys and learn from you guys through engaging with communities. And one of that, you might have been seeing us, DevOps Days, Software Circus, and stuff like that. Then what we do, out of the learning and demands, what you really want to experience, we organize hackathons. And one of the things that Herod is talking about, it's kind of hackathon event. You will go and hack with, and learn about the things that you tell us that you need. Then we take it a little bit on a higher level. We cherry pick and work with some of you guys that want to experiment and do much more, let's say, advanced things, because each environment is different and we narrow it down. Then we are pushing back that and we are going again in the loop of sharing through online and with our partners again. And in this also Hackfest, we have examples here in Netherlands partnering up with Chef to deliver on some of the biggest ISVs in the world that you have in coming from Netherlands to solve some of their problems. We were also engaging, anybody visited Puppet executive, it was in Dillon Hotel. So we were also there with Puppet, so we definitely are trying to close the loop with our traditional partners and with the new partnerships that we are creating in the open source system. And what's really, I think, proof of that, this is something where at least some of our team is regularly present. Anybody visiting some of this? Or leading? Okay, you don't count. You're the founder of one. So that doesn't count. But actually, what we really try to do is go there and listen, not just always be at the stage. Be there and listen and interact and ask other presenters, what do you really need? And hey, guys, thank you so much. Welcome to the Tech Days Netherlands. Enjoy. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, sure. I was afraid to lose my voice.
Yes.